From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 19th. It is shaping up to be an active weather day across the region. Quite a bit of patchy to dense fog out there this morning. That'll be going away. We will see showers and thunderstorms today. Some locally heavy rain is possible. A flash flood watch is in effect for much of the listening area until tomorrow morning. It will be breezy and mild today. We'll see a high near 72. We could also see some severe weather tonight. The Jackson County Health Department is reporting a confirmed case of COVID-19. The department says the patient is a woman in her 50s who is recovering at home in isolation. She's not allowed to leave her home until she is no longer contagious. Investigators say they're working to get in touch with anyone who may have had close contact with the patient. She is thought to have contracted COVID-19 on a trip out of the state. The health department says more people might be asked to isolate themselves even if they aren't showing symptoms of the disease. You can get more information at jchdonline.org. Meanwhile, a suspected case is also being reported in Williamson County. An email to SIH employees yesterday said the patient was not hospitalized, but was identified through one of the organization's drive-through testing sites. SIH announced the testing sites earlier this week. A patient must have orders from a doctor via the COVID-19 hotline and can drive up and have a test administered without leaving the car. At a stop in Murfreesboro yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker said that after repeated phone calls, the federal government has assured him that more coronavirus test kits will be on the way.
I believe the federal government, which has been trying very hard for a long time to expand testing, is almost there. They keep telling me that. I believe that now, that maybe in the next 3 days that we're going to start to see thousands and thousands and thousands more tests for the state of Illinois.
The governor says he's made personal phone calls to CEOs of drug companies and medical supply companies and has seen some successes, especially with companies that have a presence in Illinois. Well, experts are recommending that people practice social distancing to help slow the speed of COVID-19. But what about your pets? WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
As far as scientists know right now, pets don't get sick from the form of coronavirus that causes COVID-19. But they can carry the virus on their fur or collars, so if you're in isolation or quarantine, be careful about letting others interact with your cat or dog, says Olivia Rudolphi, veterinarian and president of the Illinois State Veterinary Medicine Association. She says owners should limit canine playdates or visits to dog parks and avoid petting other people's pets. Rudolphi also recommends disinfecting leashes, collars, and beds your pet has used after it's been outside. Finally, Rudolphi reminds people not to use Lysol or other disinfectants on their pets. If you're worried about your pet carrying coronavirus, a bath with regular pet shampoo will work just fine. I'm Steph Whiteside.
While schools are closed throughout the state, many are using e-learning to continue students' education. For now, schools are closed through March 30th. Regional Superintendent of District 13 Schools, Ron Daniels, says the State Board of Education website has an extensive library of online materials.
Things from, museums to virtual tours to, online learning opportunities, activities that parents can do with children in terms of learning math.
Daniel says the state is providing a daily update on its website, isbe.net. In a historic first, the Federal Motor Safety Administration issued a national emergency declaration to provide relief to commercial drivers transporting emergency relief in response to the nationwide COVID-19 outbreak. WSIU's Jacob Gordon has more.
The exemption doesn't apply to every truck or truck driver on the road, only those driving emergency supplies and personnel helping to manage the outbreak. This includes medical supplies and equipment related to testing, diagnosis, and treatment of COVID-19, as well as supplies and food for the emergency restocking of stores. Under the new regime, truckers will still take a 10-hour break off duty after the delivery of cargo or 8 hours after dropping off passengers. The declaration remains in effect until April 12th. For WSIU, I'm Jacob Gordon.
And the state is launching a new website with information for the public about the coronavirus. The governor made the announcement yesterday. The website is coronavirus.illinois.gov and includes daily case totals and more information. Again, that website address is coronavirus.illinois.gov. Recapping the forecast for today, a flash flood watch is in effect until tomorrow morning for most of the listening area. Also, Fog, some fog out there this morning. It'll be burning off, giving way to showers and thunderstorms. We could see some locally heavy rain throughout the day. Breezy and mild, we'll see a high of 72. Showers and thunderstorms likely again tonight. Some of those storms could be severe with heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and overnight low of 54. Then tomorrow, kind of a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll see a high near 66. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.